Afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, hell yeah, it is. It's not only Evil Weasel Wednesday, but it's the first day of September. You know, the dreaded September been here, and everything's going to get us in goddamn September. So I guess we better be ready fucking for it. September 1st, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 76 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's smoky and fuck, man. I mean, just, you can go outside and breathe a whole lot of smoke, or you can sit inside and breathe some smoke, but you're breathing fucking smoke. It's that Delta variant, that Delta variant, people. That's why people end up going to the hospital with fucking respiratory problems. It ain't all this goddamn fucking smoke. So thicker, I mean, I've been on goddamn fires where it wasn't this fucking thick. Working the fire. At any rate, let's see what we're going to look into. Oh, now see, school's been open about 1 week in North Carolina, and we already had a school shooting today this morning, people. They've had to get to, I mean, it's kind of tough for them to have them school shootings to try to go, pretend to go after your guns after they, you know, when they ain't got no goddamn schools because of their fucking lying COVID. COVID doesn't exist. COVID doesn't exist. COVID doesn't exist. But I mean, they go from playing one fucking game right back to playing another fucking game. Quit fucking playing around, fucking get it on it and do it, you fucking punks. State Department officials assures world Biden administration wants to bring back arms trade treaty, international gun control. In a really international law, you're going to try. You're going to fucking come and support it. Come tell me your goddamn international law trumps our national fucking absolute fucking law. Of the We the People, December 15, 1791, ratified by We the People. Come and fucking attack our law. This is another fucking threat. This is another goddamn declaration of war with We the People. International gun control, my ass. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, State Department officials assures world. Official assures world Biden administration wants to bring back arms treaty, international gun. Bring it on, motherfuckers. We're sick of listening to your fucking punk bitch fucking mouths. Fucking swing. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The State Department official William Malzahn, I don't know what fucking, what country that son of a bitch came from this generation or the last. Spoke August 31st, 2021 at the 7th Conference of State parties to the arms trade treaty and made clear the Biden administration is committed to international gun control. Well, you motherfucker, you have declared war on we the fucking people because that's a fucking violation of our fucking law. It is a violation of our jurisdictional absolute goddamn authority over this fucking country. You fucking treasonous piece of dog shit. And you motherfucker right there, just by, hey, we got your name, you fucking, you signed it, fucking, as soon as these common law courts, as soon as we, I mean, fuck you, you've declared war. Fucking bullets are gonna fly, motherfuckers. But after enough of them have flown, then we're setting up, we're gonna reopen the fucking common law courts, and you'll be one of the first fucker, hey, we'll take this fucking document you fucking signed, bitch. We'll take this goddamn, speech you fucking made, talking about fucking removing our goddamn absolute law. In violation of fucking the ninth article, in violation of every fucking article of the fucking Bill of Rights. Plain and simple. You treasonous piece of fucking dog shit. You're gonna get a trial and a quick trial and a faster fucking hanging. If you don't get shot, I mean, are you gonna lead the fucking charge here, buddy? You gonna come get my guns? You gonna lead the fucking charge, cunt? You fucking punk bitch old pricks. You fucking sitting there, run your fucking mouth till you make my goddamn head hurt. You ain't gonna do shit. We'll blow your asses a fucking way and you know it. But here we got a fucking here put up with. Mao Zan is the acting deputy director of the Office of Conventional Arms Threat Reduction at the U.S. Department of State. Now what in the fuck is that? You think that the fucking founding, our true founders, the anti-federalists, you know, the fucking people that went and fought to get these goddamn rights, for, you think they would put up with having a fucking director of an Office of Conventional Arms Threat Reduction and at the U.S. Department of State? I don't think so. I think they'd walk right up and go, what the fuck, are you stupid? You cannot fucking read? You cannot read the second article of that fucking written, ratified, absolute goddamn law of we the people? It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the freedom of, to a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, fucking period. Bring your internationals, bring your fucking blue helmets, we'll blow their fucking blue helmet heads off. Fuck you, Biden, you, I mean, God, I can't even fucking really say that because that son of a bitch, he doesn't know what he's saying, he doesn't know what he's doing, he's a walking fucking mummy. The NRAILA transcript of Malzahn's, I don't even know what fucking nationality that fucking name is from. Probably a fucking goddamn, he's either probably a fucking Indian, you know, from India, or fucking a Arab or some kind of shit. There ain't no fucking Americans, in this goddamn, occupational fucking government. All the American nationals are the fucking targets of these motherfuckers. Well, come get us, motherfuckers. Transcript of Malzahn's speech obtained by Breitbart News shows an emphatic emphasis on international gun control and specific repeated mention of arms the arms treaty ATT, and you know the fucking bullets aren't coming back on the fucking shelves. They are already fucking abiding by this shit. And the guy, you know who else is abiding by it? Industry. The motherfucking gun manufacturers. You're all gonna fucking hang, you realize that, for going along with this shit, don't you? You're committing treason against we, the fucking people. I mean, you could get them pissants and that fucking, the spineless, there ain't one spine in the whole goddamn bunch of these fucking foreign fuckers, a part of this goddamn occupation. There's not one fucking spine among them. And if the Blackwater you can hire can't fucking match us. And fucking guns, I mean, a lot of us are gonna get killed, but we are gonna clean your fucking clock. And when we are fucking done, all of you that didn't get, you can run for your goddamn spider hole. We'll be coming right fucking behind you. We won't even fucking get off our asses. We'll call where you're at and tell them to get your ass over here or we'll hit them with a fucking nuke. We are fucking, you don't know how, what you have fucking unleashed, you motherfuckers. And you're going to obey international law because we've decided to fucking surrender the fucking United States like the fucking Afghanistan. Just all of a sudden, you know, fucking they play this goddamn game like with Afghanistan over there. Like you seen what they did to fucking Iraq. Now that was that they wanted to attack, they wanted to destroy Iraq. They went, did they have any problem with fucking city busting? I mean, they fucking blew Baghdad back to the fucking third world. It was a first world fucking country. But they bombed the fucking, they fucking ripped through it and they fucking tore down and ripped it all apart and fucking stuck the fucking flag in the ground and called her good. And that was, they call this a war. It wasn't no fucking war. It never was. It was a goddamn occupation. That's all. An occupation for fucking, to secure resources for the fucking Jews. That's all in the fuck it ever was. Wasn't no fucking war. If it was a war, fucking you fucking just keep applying more fucking pressure. Hey, you fucking hiding in the fucking mountains and we can't get at you? I bet a fucking atomic bomb can. But oh God, the thought of that, oh hell no, but look what they did to the Iraqis who done nothing to nobody. They done nothing, and actually the fucking Afghans, all they did was fucking exist. And by God damn, you know what their fucking crime was? Their crime against humanity? They happen to have lithium on their fucking property. That's what this whole fucking thing has been about all the fucking long. And it's just, you know, the trillions of fucking dollars, the way our people are fucking living like fucking animals under the street, under the fucking bypasses, on the fucking streets. They have reduced our people to fucking shit. A portion of our people. Not all of our people. We still got 40 million to fucking run right over your fucking asses. And hey, man, people, I'm going to tell you something. The longer we wait to do this, the worse it's getting worse every day. You cannot say it is not getting worse every fucking day. Because it is. More authoritarian, well, we'll go on with this. This is Malzahn's, whatever in the hell fuck that means, opening comments. I have come from Washington, D.C. this week to take the floor on the agenda item treaty universalization to underscore the continuing commitment of the United States to responsible international trade in commercial or conventional arms. Oh, does that mean like the fucking $80 billion worth of fucking arsenal that you just gave to the fucking the Taliban who were your enemy, who you say are going to take those guns and they're going to kill fucking people with them? They're going to take those munitions and kill. Hey, did you background check on anybody, you motherfuckers? You dirty, rotten scum. The number one fucking gun fucking seller in this fucking country is the United States. That's why these goddamn gun manufacturers are sucking their assholes. I wonder who got those contracts for that $80 billion worth of fucking arsenal that they left in fucking Afghanistan. Don't you wonder? Colt? Did Colt get it? Remington? Smith & Wesson? Which one of you fucking treasonous pricks got it? I'll tell you what, you motherfuckers are all on the goddamn list. You have committed treason against we the fucking people. It cannot be argued. And you'll get your chance. We'll put you in front of fucking 12 fucking people to see if you can fucking convince them that that paper you fucking signed committing treason, you didn't sign it. You can give her a go. And then you can get down on the floor and fucking beg and piss yourself and everything else when you're fucking sentenced to hang outside that goddamn courthouse. We gotta stop this shit, people. Fuck this goddamn daily. Fucking, we have to fucking stop it. This is the old propagandists and they know how to aggravate fucking people. But that's this thing here. If they can get one more injection, one more thing, every time you let them get one more little thing, that's one more of your people that's gonna have to fucking die to correct this goddamn situation and put us back as a free fucking people. Plain and simple. You don't stand up for your goddamn rights, you're a fucking coward. The United States has long supported strong and effective national controls. The United States, yeah, the corporate fucking ration. The goddamn law of this fucking land says you can't even fucking talk about it, you motherfuckers. And you created that corporation in violation of the 9th article of that fucking people's ratified fucking law. Ratified December 15, 1791. Maybe you ought to read the son of a bitch. And you can figure it out when you get to that 9th fucking article that no fucking kind of goddamn power can ever exist. You can't do it through your little treaty thing in that they've been talking a lot about that. You know, the treaty, clause in the fucking, Constitution, the treaties, we make a treaty and it just trumps every fucking thing. No, it fucking don't. That 9th article says, no fucking it don't. And that 2nd article says, no, it fucking won't. You try inflicting international law on us fucking nationalists. We are American nationals. Individual free sovereigns. And each one of us will fucking put a bullet right through your fucking head, you internationalist piece of shit. See, you can get to come over here and fucking die for this shit. You think we ain't gonna fucking fight? You're fucking stupid. You know we are. You've done got all the punks and bitches, the 12 to 20 fucking percent, and now this is what we get every daily from you, is these goddamn articles with your threats and your fucking innuendo. That's all this is, threats and innuendo. But they have, people. They have fucking shut off the goddamn ammunition, and I don't see us ever fucking seeing our reloading supplies come back, because they fully fucking intend, I mean, to carry this shit out with a goddamn, you know, ID marker on every fucking bullet that you're going to account. They think they're going to do this to us. Don't waste a fucking round. Not one fucking round do you waste. You pull that trigger, you better have that gun pointed at a communist fucking head. We got plenty. Plenty, if we don't waste them. They're trying to fucking make us bored. They're trying to make you, oh God, I want to shoot. I want to shoot. But I'm not firing one fucking round until I'm firing it at the goddamn enemy who's trying to fucking take my freedom and my liberty away from me. Blatantly. They've declared fucking war on it. They declared war on your fucking Bill of Rights. The people who stepped up at fucking Concord weren't there to build a new nation. They were there because the king had declared war on their natural fucking rights. That's what they fought and died for. That's why they wrote, had the Bill of Rights fucking made into written, ratified law, ratified by the states. It was fucking law before it ever got to Washington fucking D.C. because the state legislators fucking ratified it. Which were back then actually fucking representatives of the people, elected by the people. Because they hadn't formed a fucking corporation and usurped the fucking republic yet. National controls on international transfer of conventional arms. Does that count the ones in fucking Afghanistan, you motherfuckers? How dare, I mean, you talk about putting right in your fucking face. You after what you just fucking did? You come around with this fucking shit here? You fucking trying to piss us off? You're doing a good job of it. Are you, hey, maybe you bring that Taliban over there, your buddies now. Maybe you bring them over here because they'll fucking fight us, huh? There's pumping more fucking troops in every fucking day across the southern border and from every fucking, from Afghanistan into all, they're not taking them to just one place. They're taking them to the goddamn Air Force bases where they're going to do their fucking training. Where they're going to train to kill fucking Americans, which they love to kill fucking Americans after what these cocksuckers have done to them in their own homeland. The people who had nothing to do with it are the people that they'll fucking train. Oh, they'll train. You know, it's just like that 9/11 thing. We all know it was bullshit. We know the Mossad and the CIA did it. But those, a couple of those guys that were on that goddamn list that they got from some fucking where. We're fucking, they had actually received training on military bases. Remember that? We're not supposed to remember these fucking things. They're bringing these motherfuckers to military bases. And they're going to look just like the ones that they outfitted in fucking Afghanistan. These fuckers are, I mean, these Jews, it's the fucking Jews. These fucking Jews, they don't like it when you call them a fucking Jew and you're not afraid of them. See, when you see a Jew, you should walk, you should run the other way and just, oh, please, Mr. fucking faggot ass, don't fucking get me, you Zionist prick. Call them Zionists. This is their goddamn world, don't you know it, you animal? Show them what a fucking animal you are. Show them that you don't fuck with goddamn animals that have fucking teeth. Conventional arms and arms trade treaty is an important tool for promoting those controls internationally. You understand what they're talking about here? You're talking about a fucking background check to buy a fucking bullet. You're talking about it being illegal to reload a fucking bullet. Or it would be called illegal, this is a direct fucking frontal assault on the fucking first, or the second article. It's a front on the whole goddamn document because there is no jurisdictional authority for these fuckers to do any of this and they fucking know it. They've been given non-judicial fucking orders and enforcing them with private fucking goddamn soldiers for fucking 2 years now, haven't they? And there's another article that's going to connect with this. It'll show you that. And so it'd be something like, it'd be a non-governmental agency declared that it's a health emergency, this gun thing. So because it's a health emergency, you go and get that goddamn original constitution. I mean, it's a piece of shit. It's a fucking Masonic fucking constitution. It was meant to fucking do exactly what they've done with it until they got rid of it in 1871. But it did exactly what it was supposed to. But you go look at the original motherfucker and you get that goddamn Bill of Rights out and read that son of a bitch and see if you can find any fucking control mechanism to fucking allow for international outside law to come into this goddamn country. Anything that says we're not sovereign, that we are not sovereign nationals, anything that says that we are capitalist. You find the word capitalist in any of that. Find the word democracy, because that's what we are. I mean, you set up there; they're setting up there telling us about. We're the best, biggest democracy in the world. We're a democracy. No, we fucking ain't. That Goebbels lie ain't gonna work no goddamn more either, because we're not a democracy. Never have been, never will be. But your asses are gonna swing. You're gonna fight us. And it ain't just gonna be the fucking little, the peon pissant fucking coolies and fucking peasants you put out front that are gonna get the fucking bullets. We're coming for you. We're coming for you first. We're gonna go around them, through them, under them. And we're gonna get you. We're coming for you, fucking suit. You better get your ass ready. You motherfuckers, you fucking think you can occupy our country, you spineless dog shit eating motherfuckers. We're coming for you. That's what I mean. If anybody in this fucking country has a lick of sense, you understand that's all we really got to do. Once we fucking take care of those fucking pricks and take our goddamn government back and take our jurisdictional authority absolute back under our fucking law and start enforcing our law, this all just goes away. You understand that, right? If it don't go away, you take it into a common law court and you make it go away in a harsh, horrible fucking way. He spoke about the Conventional Arms Transfer Policy, CAT, C-A-T, the current guiding policy for arms. You don't make fucking policy for us, United Nations motherfuckers. You do not make law for us, United Nations motherfuckers. That would be a violation of our 10th article. That would be something fucking higher than our fucking our founding documents. And you think you're fucking higher than our founding documents, come fucking face our guns, you cunts. Come fucking take it. That's the only way you get that goddamn Bill of Rights. Same way we got it. If you want to take it from us, you're going to take it fucking with bullets, and then we'll leave bodies piled up fucking as big as this goddamn house. Every fucking at 5 fucking feet. You ain't getting shit, and you know it. So you old propagandists, I hope that some of you died last night. I hope you fucking died of stomach cancer last night. You disgusting old fucks. You do this kind of shit. Like I said, all these articles are made for is just to piss you off, people. To keep you fucking jumping this way and jumping that way instead of just going right through these son of a bitches. It'd be duck soup. They don't stand a fucking chance and they know it. This is the only thing they got to work with. They got to, all of these fucking goddamn slaves in China. I mean, China's got fucking, about almost 2 billion people? But they're all fucking slaves. You think that you could really be taken by fucking slaves? When you're fighting for fucking freedom and liberty? You think they can get the fucking troops from anywhere? The fucking Afghanistan, you think Afghanistanis can take you? Take your fucking freedom away from you? The fucking baddest ass army on the goddamn planet back in 1875 gave her a go. Didn't fucking do it though, did they? Of course, the men had balls back then, I gotta say. Mao Zedong also pointed out that the revised CAT policy will provide, quote, framework to review specific arm transfer issues, including determining the proper relationship of the United States to the arms trade treaty. Is this treaty gonna apply to this fucking corporation that just fucking dumped $80 billion worth of arms and ammunition into the hands of what they identify as terrorists? Just get, I mean, goddamn, You go into a goddamn gun shop and you're sitting there waiting fucking two or three fucking weeks for a background check that it can't be because you cannot be charged for exercising a fucking right to come through. But these motherfucking, yeah, they're all terrorists, man. They're killing, they chop heads off, man. They're the most horrible, terrible fucking motherfucking crazy motherfuckers you ever saw in your life. Let's give them $80 billion worth of fucking arms and ammunition. What do you say, guys? Hey, man, can we do that? Well, we're not actually doing it. See, what's happening is they're giving us lithium to these fucking corporate motherfuckers. That's who's over there. Who else would be over there? These corporate motherfuckers. These dirty fucking international corporate mafia motherfuckers over there, they've been, all these years, they've been getting lithium, and they've been supplying the fucking enemy. I mean, this isn't fucking no new news. I mean, Prescott Bush was making tanks for the fucking Germans, wasn't he? Got busted for it. And fucking his fucking son ends up being fucking president of the United States. His grandson ends up being, well, they never were presidents now, were they? They were just CEOs. They were the corporate aristocracies, fucking lords over this fucking land that these cocksucking goddamn Zionists think that they fucking own. Come over here, you little motherfuckers. Every fucking one of you, come on over here and fight us. You wouldn't dare. You wouldn't dare. You've never fought for anything in your fucking life. You're manipulating fucking parasitic, pedophilic fucking punks. Plain and simple. In mid-December 2016, Breitbart News reported then President Barack Obama's efforts to secure ratification of the arms treaty. You fucking try it, prick. Any of you pricks, just do it. But then you gotta enforce it. See, that's the part you're not, that's a part you, that's where you, everything always stops. You're fucking threatening. You fucking getting a tough guy, motherfucking gonna get us. No way we can touch you. Fucking no, we're the largest army to ever exist on this planet 10 fucking times over. But you're the, oh man, we got the U.S. military. Who just got their ass kicked by a bunch of goat herders. Yeah, I seen the ones coming out of their fucking women. I mean, bring your fucking women and your goddamn Marines in high heels. See what fucking happens. See if we come out with fucking high heels on. Or if we come out with our fucking teeth gritted, fucking giving a fucking rebel yell, I'm fucking blowing your fucking head off. In 2016, push came after Obama's failure to secure ratification in 2013 garnered a lot of attention. Breitbart News reported the treaty was signed by Secretary of State John Kerry. John Kerry, you motherfucker, you are a treasonous fucking piece of dog shit. You have committed high treason against the jurisdictional authority of we the people. You have committed high treason against our written ratified law known as the Bill of Rights, ratified December 15, 1791. And right here, what you did right there, that's prima facie evidence that puts a rope around your fucking neck and hangs you, you son of a bitch. And everybody associated with you that helped you. Kerry on September 25th, 2013, but it was not binding because Republican senators shot down ratification. You fucking, they're ratifying things now? Now, I thought that goddamn Constitution that they fucking sold the people on and back in 1789 said there was the ratification of a fucking law required that it went to the individual state legislators, all 50 of them. It was damn near impossible to get anything fucking ratified. But now, hey, man, there ain't that many goddamn senators. What, they're 40 or something like that? It's a very small. But that's the representation of the filthy fucking rich. That's the aristocracies. I guess that they'd be the dukes and duchesses of the king. But they're just the four or five, a handful can ratify a fucking document that says that we have to abide by an international law that violates our own fucking law? Really? You fucking try it! And then, this would work out perfect, man. Because then, you see, they could bring in the United Nations to try to enforce it. Because they know they ain't got a grain of sand on the fucking beach of what it would take to fucking do it. Bring it on. However many of you international motherfuckers out there want to fight us over freedom and liberty, come on over. We got a goddamn hole in the ground for you. And we'd be happy to put your ass in it. We'll be right back. Maybe.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America number one.
My daddy told me, son, don't ever take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't ever take your gun.
They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you.
My daddy said, son, don't ever take your gun.
That's what they're trying to do.
Son, don't ever take your gun.
Don't let them take your gun away from you.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was Grand Funk Railroad with Don't Let Them Take Your Gun. And I've told you what pisses me off. You know, at the beginning, you want to hear what a concerned citizen has to say? It is the fucking ignorance of these, of the fucking people of this country that is fucking destroying us. Ignorance. Plain fucking ignorance. You're not a citizen. You are an individual, free, sovereign, national. We own this goddamn country. We've always owned it. What has been taken away from us has been taken through an act of fraud, and there is no goddamn statute of limitations on fraud, and they will be fucking prosecuted under our fucking law, and they will be hung under our fucking law. And since they've declared war on us, when they come at us, man, fucking, it's bullets. You're going to have to come, and you're going to have to fight a fucking war. And remember, when it starts happening, try to just go around the fucking hordes and get to the goddamn son of a bitches that are the problem. Take the head of that fucking snake off, and then the rest will fucking go quick and easy. You watch it happen. CDC director to restart gun research amid spat of mass shootings. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Well, in a country where I got to believe that we got 500 million fucking people here. They're lying right through their fucking teeth. Well, there's 443 million Americans. Yeah. But I'm telling you, by now they got to have another couple hundred fucking million goddamn fucking foreigners in this country, because we've let it happen. We haven't done a goddamn thing to even to slow it. That's why so many of us are going to have to die. If we'd have fought right out the gate, hell, if our fucking great-great-grandfathers would have fucking fought, it would have been nothing. It would have been a handful of fucking people. And now this, now that we have this many fucking people infiltrated into our country, they fucking, you think about an army. If this would have been an attack, a regular conventional attack by an army, and they got this far into your interior, and you were fighting in the fucking cities and shit, and in the, you know, and in the mountains, and in the valleys, and every fucking where, because they're every fucking where, because they had fought their way in. These motherfuckers didn't even have to fight to get in here. And they're sitting there ready to fucking kill you, you dumb motherfuckers. Present company of trenchers are exempt from that, by the way. For the first time in decades, the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, who's been given all these non-judicial fucking orders that are being enforced by non-judicial fucking private fucking goddamn armies? Huh? The CDC is telling the fucking people, a non-governmental agency, what, one of them fucking elected to shit, is ordering the American nationals around? Huh? And why is that happening? Now they've set a precedence, you see. I think that this COVID-19 lie, because COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, lie, was used to fucking so that they could set a precedence for them. Well, it's an emergency. If it's an emergency, we can violate the fucking hell out of that fucking law of your peoples. No, you fucking can't. You show me in that goddamn, in the Bill of Rights or the original Constitution where there's any authority for you to violate our fucking rights. You can claim an emergency all the fucking day long. Ninth article says you cannot interpret that emergency as to deny or disparage my fucking rights. Tough shit, motherfucker. But here, the CDC, you know that CDC, that private fucking corporation that's fucking giving orders to the American people across the fucking board? And now they've set a precedence for it with all these fucking mayors, non-judicial fucking orders. None of this shit is judicial. You can only be ordered one way in this goddamn country if you're a free American national. And that's through, they have to create a fucking authority over you. And to do that, they have to follow the fucking procedures laid out in that Bill of Rights. That's why that fucking procedural due process was put in there. So they couldn't do exactly what they're fucking doing. But they're telling you, why won't any motherfucker hold that fucker up on TV? You know, Fox, you know, they're the one, they're telling the truth. They can't stop them from telling them, lying motherfuckers. I mean, just look at them, would you please? Just look at them, they're all, They're smiling as they're telling you, oh, yeah, you guys are going to fucking starve to death. We're going to take your guns and we're going to fucking kill you. We're going to make you dig a fucking big ditch. And we're going to fucking blow your fucking brains out. They laugh at while they're talking about the most morbid fucking shit, because it's not a fucking press. It is the goddamn ministry of fucking lies is what it is. And every one of them, I mean, their parents are fucking diplomats. Their parents are fucking goddamn involved in the government. Their parents are deeply involved in corporation, because when they talk about money, they ain't talking for the poor guy living under the fucking bridge. They're talking, man, they want to put a tax on my, 1% fucking daddy, and he'll only get $400 billion next year instead of $600 billion next year, which the tax is illegal. It's all fucking illegal. They've stolen. It doesn't belong to them. We're taking it back. It's just the fucking when they sit there and talk about it. Now you can see they really get pissed off when you start talking about that fucking, these communists threatening, that's how the communists operate, you know. They'll go and they'll fucking destroy a country to the point to where the people are fucking starving. I mean, they'll run a country like this with the fucking most awesome industry. Before, Barack Obama and Georgie Bush, bankrupted this fucking country. Goddamn, people think, we've lived here all our lives. Can you remember back, you know, fucking like in the 70s? And in early 80s, about the 90s is when they really started pouring it fucking on. But you had to go back to like the mid 70s before they really went, they said, kicked her into high gear and said, we're going to plug this fucking 14th Amendment in. We're going to fucking subjugate these motherfuckers. We're going to take everything they got and we're going to make third world slaves out of them or kill them. And we prefer to kill them, because they will always hold those documents and that fucking say this fucking country belongs to them, and everything we have done has been a fucking, well, it's been a genocide and an act of fucking goddamn against the law. But the problem is they can't commit no genocide. I mean, they can, what the people, I mean, if they came and fought us, think about it, people. If they came and fought us, man, how many of them would fucking die? I mean, you're talking a war that was never even could be imagined before. I mean, the Civil War here was hundreds of thousands died, and this is millions and millions of fucking people gonna die. And they're gonna, but I'll tell you who ain't gonna, they think ain't gonna die is them. The son of a bitches that are saying, well, fuck that Bill of Rights that you people put in place, so we're gonna just do what we wanna do. We have, what's our authority? The barrel of a gun. Oh, really? Well, that's, we'll meet you with our authority. The barrel of a fucking gun. Because that is what we are supposed to do. That is our duty. That is our duty to our progeny. That is our duty to our own fucking selves. Is to defend and protect and enforce our fucking law. They are in blatant violation of it. Nobody can argue against it. Nobody's ever came onto this goddamn fucking program and tried to argue with me that they aren't in gross violation of fucking written, ratified law. You know why? Because they can't. Because they are. It's written, it's ratified, it's law. But we have to enforce it, and goddamn it, they made that clear. Our true founders made that fucking clear. We have to enforce it, because we have to use it to fucking bind that fucking government that wanted just that constitution. They wanted us to be subjects right out the fucking gate. They didn't want you to have no fucking Bill of Rights. They didn't want you to have no fucking rights. Only rights you had was to lick their fucking boots. But then you just kicked the shit out of the biggest fucking army in the fucking planet. So it wasn't a fucking real good idea to declare king, like John Adams went, let's declare king, shall we? How about King George? I mean, how do you really think that would have set with the fucking people who had all the fucking guns right then and there? Just like we got them right now, guys. We got the fucking guns. And they tried to scare the hell out of you with that goddamn their technology and that Air Force. Man, we've seen their fucking technology fall apart right in front of them. Not to mention the goddamn, the armed forces are fucking, they're not going to go for this shit. They don't want to be fucking, they don't want to be living in the Soviet Union. They are not going to well, that's why they're putting so many, you look at the goddamn people that when they show, like troops and fucking sailors and what might have you. All the fucking slant eyes, all these fucking, I mean, goddamn it, United Nations Army, doesn't it? But the Americans among them will put bullets right in their fucking heads. You give an unlawful order to kill fucking Americans over written, ratified law. Our law says we can have any goddamn, every terrible implement of the soldier. It is the birthright of a fucking American. That's what our law says. And our law says you can't even talk about it. You fucking sure as hell can't regulate it. And you can't fucking judge it. Only the people can in the common law court. And you've removed the common law courts. Act one. And now you've declared war on our Bill of Fucking Rights, on our fucking law, on our fucking judicial absolute fucking authority over this land known as the United States of America. You've declared war on us. You want fucking war? We'll give you fucking war. Just quit fucking playing around. Let's get this fucking shit over with. I will not leave this fucking world until I have fucking struck you. And my people will rise to the fucking occasion. Because, I mean, we got a lot of people thinking now. A lot of people, all this, all the years, they call, oh, you, conspiracy theory. God, that was one thing that made me fucking, because you look at somebody and you know they got the IQ about the size of their fucking shoe. And they're fucking conspiracy theory people. See, if you want to change things, the only thing you can do to change things in America is vote. Vote my ass. Show me vote in the goddamn Bill of Rights, motherfucker. Show me vote. You won't find it there. Because that Bill of Rights is our goddamn jurisdictional authority to fucking command. Not to ask. We're fucking telling you, motherfuckers, get out. Take your fucking foreigners with you and get the fuck out of our country or you all will fucking die here. And we will gain control of that which belongs to us, which is the nuclear arsenal of the United States of America that we bought and paid for. And we will destroy this goddamn planet before we will live as slaves upon it. Let's see what the CDC wants to do to us here. Research into gun violence epidemic across the U.S. CDC researchers will be on a mission to collect enough data to enable the agency to create solutions to prevent gun-related deaths, accidental gun deaths, and or suicides. Fuck off! I don't need a mommy and daddy. I'm all grown up! I already know all I need. I know how to take care of a gun. I know that a gun just don't sneak out. A couple of times I have caught that damn pistol trying to just sneak out the fucking door and do something bad. We know who controls the guns. Just like the 600,000 fucking M16s and M4s that you fucking just handed those fucking, what you call terrorists. It's all right for them to have fucking 600,000 fucking guns and all the goddamn ammunition they can shoot. But you see what they're doing? This is another reason why the goddamn stuff's disappearing off the shelves. Do not forget those fucking defense contractors. Do not forget the manufacturers. Do not forget the motherfuckers who went along with this shit. See, they think they're going to be part of the 500 million that get it fucking live as the rest of the fucking population of the world is fucking exterminated. Either through death, once they got enough death shots, once they get enough of you fucking killed, they'll hire some half of you to kill the other fucking half, and you know, with the promise of you get to live. You get, it's just like in Russia there when it was the whites against the reds or whatever it was, and the whites had already whipped them, and they're the ones that really fucking won the, if you call it a revolution, a Russian revolution, but it was some goddamn fucking stinking ass fucking spineless rotten fucking communists sleazed their way in there, and I mean them motherfuckers are cowards, man. They don't do no fighting for themselves. They're fucking Jew-manipulating motherfuckers. But they sleazed themselves right in there. And then the whites were, see, they were still armed because they didn't lose the fight they were fighting. But then they were told by the communists, well, yeah, cool, okay, we got rid of that damn czar. Got rid of that monarchical rule. So we got nothing against you guys with all those fucking guns. We got nothing against you. Don't turn those fucking guns up. We want to be friends with you. All we ask is that you bring them in and just register them so that we know that those goddamn other people, those fuckers who were fighting for the czar, that they ain't got them guns. We got, just so we know, if we catch one of them with it that isn't fucking registered, do we know who's got it? So the dumb motherfuckers went down and they went down and laid their guns down. Here's my gun for registration, George. And then they took the gun. And then they took them out back to the fucking pit, put them down on their fucking knees, and put a fucking 30 caliber bullet through the back of their fucking stupid heads. They couldn't fuck with the whites. They had the fucking goddamn, they were armed. That's what they will do when you are disarmed. And they will rape your children. They will rape babies right in front of you. How are you going to stop them? You didn't have the guts to use a fucking gun. You ain't going to do it with your fucking hands and feet, are ya? Quit polishing that son of a bitch. I know what you're thinking. I'll bury him. I'll bury him. I'll bury my guns. Hey, I'll tell you what, guys. You bury them and they're going to get tarnished. You ain't going to be able to polish them no more. What a fucking pussy bunch of fucking ballless fucking wonders in this goddamn country. Disgust me. Every day we turn on the news and there are more young people dying. Walensky said, yeah, you pumped a couple hundred million more people in here. The numbers are going to go up, especially when you're pumping people in here like MS-13. You're fucking pumping people. Well, actually fucking under, I don't even want to say Biden's name, under fucking, whatever that bitch's name, Kamala Harris. Cause she's running the fucking show. Her and them other three fucking cunts are running the fucking show for the whole, they're running this goddamn United States government. They are running the fucking, well, it ain't a government. I mean, they're running the occupation. I take that back. I don't want to say government. They ain't a government. They're an occupational force and they're fucking corporate. They're corporate fucking mafia. But they're fucking running it, guys. So, of course, you know, when the CDC, they just, of course, you need to obey what the CDC says, because it puts a mask on you. I'm just a little fucking 4 foot nothing woman that you could snap my fucking neck like you was wringing a fucking duck's neck. And fucking, I gotta have protection. And if you have guns, man, what you could do to us fucking communists. Same fucking deal as what I was just telling you about in fucking Russia there with the whites. You got guns. God, will you come register them with us? Will you let us come in and look at them? Will you put them in a fucking vault that takes you 15 minutes to get into? Will you let us put a stamp on every one of your fucking bullets? Will you pay fucking $60 a bullet so we can get rid of these? You know, it's some poor ass people that are the problem. And poor ass people wouldn't even be able to afford it. And fucking, I'll tell you what, old Ted Nugent, he could afford fucking $60 a bullet, couldn't he? I seen that son of a bitch on that fucking Tucker Carlson little piece the other day. I mean, talking his fucking tough bullshit, how he's talking about how he's been, you know, he's been a deputy sheriff all these fucking years. You fucking little piece of fucking shit. I know what you fucking are. You think you're one of the fucking elite that are going to fucking be a part of that 500 million and your fucking kids and old lady too? I laugh at you. You don't realize how fucking big this goddamn world is and how many people have so much more than you ever thought about having. And you come on there and talk about it. My right to hunt deer. It ain't about your right to hunt deer, you fucking punk. It's about my right to kill fucking tyrants that would fucking try to enslave me. And I will fucking exercise it. And you'll fucking, disgusting, just disgust. Every direction you look, you just get disgusted. Walensky said, I swore to the president and of this country that Kamala Harris and AOC and her other two buddies there, I would protect your health. So now we're coming around to health here, people. It's gonna make you sick. It's got germs on it. Is that what they're talking about? This is clearly one of those moments, one of these issues, are those issues that harming Americans' health. It's harming Americans' health. A fucking bullet will do that. But you see, we already have fucking laws on that protect us. If somebody fucking kills somebody for no fucking reason, it's called murder. They can sacrifice their own life. We punish them for what the person did, not for what he used. He could have used a hammer. He could have used a fucking shovel. He could have used a fucking baseball bat. It don't fucking matter. He would be fucking punished. And that's really what it's all fucking about, ain't it? But everybody has the right the absolute right to every fucking terrible implement of the soldier. Why? So that these little fucking cocksuckers from other countries that they haven't even been here. That one bitch only been here this generation. I mean, she migrated here and she's a goddamn congresswoman. What's wrong with this country, people? You got it figured out yet? I'll tell you, fucking, I mean, it's come to the point, fight or fucking just lay down and fucking just say, just do whatever you want to me. There's my children. I already undressed them for you so you wouldn't have to go to the fucking trouble. Rape them. Do whatever you fucking want to them. Just please, just let me just polish my gun. And I do have 5,000 rounds of ammunition, but I'll give it to you. Because I don't want you getting mad at me, you communists. Once you're unarmed, boy, them communists, they get tough then. They'll take you down in the basement with a pistol to your head. Oh, man, when you're after you've been beaten, teeth pulled out, and for like a month's worth of this shit, stuffed in a fucking locker for days at a time and then pulled out, fucking washed up and brought into the interrogation room again. Once they've got that, once you've got your confession done, boy, you'll be trying too hard too. God, please tell me what they want me to fucking confess to. And you confess to something else. No, you didn't quite get it right. Oh, God, no, not two more fucking weeks of fucking vicious torture. Then finally the day will come and you'll get your confession right. Oh, man, if they've been keeping glasses away from you, everything, they'll give you, put some clothes on you and they'll dress you right up and then they'll march you downstairs. You'll take those clothes right back fucking off. You take your glasses off and put them in the pile. You'll be standing there naked. Just watch the checkist. Because that is how they fucking did it, man. And then you pick you over to a fucking door with already got a zillion bullet holes, blood all over the fucking place. Boom! Right to the back of your fucking head. Throw you on a little conveyor. It takes you up to the top of the building and then over and dumps you in a fucking truck that's already clear full of fucking bodies. A big dump truck. And they'll do it 24/7. And they'll kill every fucking one of you. And you had guns. And you didn't fucking use them. You polished them. Instead of fucking firing them. And that's what, hey, when you finally get your confession right, I want you to think about me. Or are you gonna fucking stand up like goddamn men? Are you gonna grow some fucking spines? I know there's enough. I know if you guys out there saying, Henry, fuck you, we got enough to fucking do these guys. Yeah, we do, but fucking, I'm telling you what, there's more porn in here every day. That border is wide fucking open. This is 7 billion people saying, come on in. How many can we kill? Goddamn, we have an overwhelming fucking force. I'll give you that. And we are fucking armed to the fucking teeth, which makes this whole thing so goddamn ridiculous. I'm ashamed to talk about it. I'm ashamed to be an American. Shamed. Land of the free home. They talk, and then they go to them fucking talking heads. Daddy's a fucking diplomat, bitches. You know, come on there talking about, you know, this is the most wonderful country in the world. Oh, you're middle class. I mean, you're not middle class. You're fucking ruling class. Fucking ass probably thinks so. I bet you just fucking love it here. I mean, look how far you beat the people down. Look how you pissed on shit all over their constitution. I bet you feel real tough and froggy right now. We'll see how it is when lightning strikes the shit house. Because none of this is going to fucking stop people until we fucking stop it. Plain and simple. We are going to have to fight and die and kill to stop it. Just like our ancestors did back in 1775 at Lexington and Concord, where it all began. We are going to have to pull that fucking trigger, and we're going to fucking keep that gun together, keep powder and lead, and son of a bitch, and keep firing, the son of a bitch, until these motherfuckers are gone, until we've killed them all. And the ones that we ain't killed, we've marched out into the goddamn ocean so they can get to that admiralty they love so much, and then we'll have the fucking prizes. The motherfuckers, the Rothschilds. Because you're, hey, you know what? I don't care if that motherfucker's in New Zealand. I don't care what fucking, I don't care if he's in Sweden. How'd you like to eat a fucking atomic bomb? Get that motherfucker over here right now. And everything you've stolen from us, here's the list. I'm sending it to you right now. That much fucking, you better have that gold and that dirty motherfucker Rothschilds over here. Right, you got 72 fucking hours and I pushed the fucking button. What'd you say? You don't what? I already pushed it. Now what, motherfucker? We'll go to the next son of a bitch on the list. That's how fucking vicious we have got to get people. We can't just keep fucking playing around like a bunch of little fucking children. Who talk and talk and talk until your goddamn tongue falls off and polish that fucking gun. We got to get to doing the fighting and the dying. Nobody wants to fucking die. I don't want to fucking die. I don't want to kill people. But it has become unquestionably, absolutely necessary to do so. Or either that or drop to your fucking knees. Or just go over there and take your fucking bullet. Just go dig a little hole big enough for you. And say, I just want to get this shit over with. I'm a fucking coward. I'm admitting it. Go ahead, do it. Just get me out of this. I don't want it no more. How disgusting. We're over the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just fucking let your disgust build. I mean, when I talk to people, I talk to them disgusted. I'm disgusted in myself for being one of you. I truly am, and that is the word from the trenches.